ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 11th चैप्टर 6 द यदु डायनेस्टी रिटायर्स टू प्रभास एंड वर्स नंबर 11। यश्चिन्त्यते प्रयतपाणिभिरध्वराग्नौ यश्चिन्त्यते प्रयतपाणिभिरध्वराग्नौ त्रय्या निरुक्त विदिनेश हविर्गृहीत्वा अध्यात्मयोग उत योग विरात्म माया जिज्ञासुभिः परम भागवतै परिष्टः। यश्चिन्त्यते प्रयतपाणिभिरध्वराग्नौ तैया निरुक्त विदिनेश हविर्गृहीत्वा अध्यात्मयोग उत योग विरात्म माया जिज्ञासुभिः परम भागवतै परिष्टः। यश्चिन्त्यते प्रयतपाणिभिरध्वराग्नौ त्रय्या निरुक्त विदिनेश हविर्गृहीत्वा अध्यात्मयोग उत योग विरात्म माया जिज्ञासुभिः परम भागवतै परिष्टः। Mataji's. word to word translation. Yaha, which, chintyate, are meditated upon, prayata pani bihi, by those with folded hands, advharagnau, in the fire of sacrifice, traya, of the three Vedas, Rig, Yajur and Sam, Nirukta, comprising the essential understanding presented in the Nirukta, Vidhina, by the process, Isha, O Lord, Havihi, the ghee meant for offering, Grihitva, taking, Adhyatma Yoga, in that yoga system, meant for self-realization. Uta, also, yogi bihi, by the practitioners of this yoga. Atma mayam, about your material energy. Jidnyasu bihi, who are inquisitive. Paramabhagavatayihi, by the most elevated devotees. Parishtaha, perfectly worshipped. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Geshe Prabhupada. Those about to offer oblations into the fire of sacrifice, in accordance with the Rig, Yajur and Sam Vedas, meditate on your lotus feet. Similarly, the practitioners of transcendental yoga meditate upon your lotus feet, hoping for knowledge about your divine mystic potency. And the most elevated pure devotees perfectly worship your lotus feet, desiring to cross beyond your illusory potency. Purport. The words Atma Mayam Jidnyasubhi are significant in this verse. The mystic yogis are eager to acquire knowledge of the Lord's mystic potencies, whereas the pure devotees are eager to cross beyond the kingdom of illusion so that they can serve Lord Krishna lotus feet in pure loving ecstasy. In any case, everyone is interested in the potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The atheistic material scientists are also fascinated by the external material potency of the Lord and the gross sense gratification attracted by the physical body, which is also Atma Maya, or the expansion of the Lord's potency. Although all of the Lord's potencies are qualitatively one with the Lord and therefore with each other, the blissful spiritual potency is nevertheless supreme because it establishes relationships between the Lord and the pure living entities on the platform of eternal happiness. Every living entity is originally a loving servitor of the Lord, and the spiritual energy of the Lord engages the living entity in his pure constitutional position beyond illusion. Our dreaming and waking experiences are both activities of the mind. However, the activities we perform while awake are more valuable because they establish us in our permanent situation. Similarly, at every moment, every living entity is experiencing one of the innumerable potencies of the Supreme Lord. However, the experience of the spiritual potency is more significant because it establishes the living entity in his eternal constitutional position as a faithful servant of the Personality of Godhead. The demigods are glorifying the Lord's lotus feet because they are personally very eager to be purified by the contact with those lotus feet. When a sincere devotee eagerly desires to attain the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet, the Lord brings him to his personal abode, just as the demigods were brought to Dwarka by the Lord's arrangement. Om Ajnana Timiram Dhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Milidam Yena Rasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Dharati Swaparandikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanisha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tvam Sajivam साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमा ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च परिदानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Those about to offer oblations into the fire of sacrifice in accordance with the Rig, Yajur and Sam Vedas, meditate on your lotus feet. Similarly, the practitioners of transcendental yoga meditate upon your lotus feet, hoping for the knowledge about your divine mystic potency. And the most elevated pure devotees perfectly worship your lotus feet, desiring to cross beyond your illusory potency. Hare Krishna. So offering my respects to all the associates and the devotees of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath and thankful for the service for all of you. So we are going through this 11th canto, chapter 6, that Yadu dynasty retires to Prabhas now. And this sequence of shlokas is going on, where all the big demigods, they are coming to Dwarka to take the darshan of the Lord, to seek His blessings and to remind Him, now that your mission is over, now you can proceed towards your own abode. So please, if we take on our material consciousness, they are requesting, Lord, now you get out from this place now. We'll enjoy over here. Now your work is done now. The burden of the earth is relieved by you. The demons are killed by you, destroyed by you. Now please proceed. And here they are worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord, praying for the mercy of His lotus feet. So it's very amazing thing in this material world. We might be the cause of everything. We might do everything for all the people, but still the time comes when, you know, those people, they remind, now Prabhu, the Matajis, now your work is over, please proceed. This is what material world is. Here Krishna is the soul of entire creation. From Him everything comes. Brahma comes from Him, Lord Shiva comes from Him. All the demigods, whatever facilities they are getting, whatever resources they are getting to enjoy in this world, even we all are, everything is given by the Krishna. But still, after having everything, after knowing everything, when Brahmaji, He says to Krishna, that now your work is over, my dear Lord, thankful for your contribution for all of us and saving us and, you know, allowing our life to be at ease here. Now you please proceed. So, it is not, you know, something very astonishing that, you know, someone, our loving person comes to us and says, my dear Prabhu or Mataji, please, don't bother us now, please proceed. Even Lord Krishna, although the language is very beautiful, poetic and glorifying the Lord, expressing, you know, gratitude that you have done such a wonderful thing, your lotus feet are so powerful. But the conclusion is what? Now your work is done now, so please, you proceed towards Golok Vrindavan. So we should not get, you know, disturbed or perturbed by this kind of situations when it comes to our life. And this is going to happen because this material world is created in such a way that absolutely we are not at ease in this world. We might be the biggest conquerors in any field of activity, We might be a great renunciant, we might be a great spiritual leader, or we might be a common ordinary person, or sadhaka, or householder, or a mataji, or prabhuji. What is our designation is? Exit door is always shown to all of us at every place. It might be our family, and sometimes it might be even our devotee community also. Yeah, whenever is needed, of course, we have to contribute for that. But when we see that, you know, there is no need now, so better stay away and absorb ourselves at the lotus feet of Krishna, Radha Gopinath. So, even Krishna has to hear these words. Now, there is no need to remind Krishna that, Krishna, you go now. He is, you know, Paramatma, he is sitting in everyone's heart. He knows everyone's intention, you know, he knows for what purpose he comes over. He has to establish devotional service, to give knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and to destroy demons. But still, and all these demigods are loving devotees of Gopinath. They prayed intensely. They went to Shirodak Sagar and, you know, they prayed there with Prithvi Devi, Lord Brahma and all the demigods that immediately, please come, Kamsa is destroying us, all these, you know, great Kshatriya kings, the demoniac kings are burdening this earth and destroying Dharma. You please come. They are crying for him. And now, they are eagerly reminding Madan Gopinath that you please proceed now. So, this material world is absolutely, you know, not good place. We should do our duty. We should perform our role to the best of our capacity. But be ready to, you know, get this message from the most loving and dear person around us. And this is what, you know, Bhagavatam is saying, Krishna is saying in this particular episode of, you know, all the demigods are coming to Dwarka and saying to Krishna in Dwarka, in his own city, that please proceed towards Golok Vrindavan. And very important here that, you know, if you see the prayers, you know, when the demigods begins their prayers, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, all these great people, they are glorifying the lotus feet of the Lord. So now, you know, we very casually and oftenly we speak, you know, please give us shelter at your lotus feet, lotus feet, lotus feet. This is so common word for all of us devotees that we very often and very, you know, unknowingly use this word. At your feet. Service at your feet. But demigods are offering really a wonderful prayers to the lotus feet of the Lord. And we see the lotus feet of the Lord are, you know, like we know this, you know, all our Vaishnava temples. We have this lotus feet of the Lord. You know, it is offered to, at the time of Guru Puja, you know, they are placed upon our head. So this custom, what started by our Acharyas, is very significant and very powerful. We see from Shanta Rasa devotees, up to Madhurya Rasa devotee, up to Radharani and the gopis, everyone, they are mad for the lotus feet of Krishna. They are mad. We see Prahlad Maharaj, he was thrown into the pit of, you know, poison. He was thrown into the fire. He was, you know, tried to kill by many ways by his father. But still he was completely fixed and focused unto the feet of Krishna, Narasimha Dev. Then we see even Bhishma Dev. Now he is lying down on that bed. All the arrows are within his body. And he says, Charanati Paramasya Tasyamis, that let my mati get the attraction for the lotus feet of Krishna. So of all, even Hanumanji, he is worshipping the lotus feet of Lord Ram like anything. And we see gopis, in the Ras Panchadhyay, the song of separation, they are glorifying Krishna's lotus feet. And they are in anxiety that, you know, your soft pinkish lotus feet, you are walking bare feet in the land of Raja, and all day we are in great pain, anxiety and misery is that, you know, the lotus feet will get hurt by the pebbles and the stones and the thorns. So it's very amazing, we see in this material world, the lotus feet are, the feet are the lowest part of the body. And I think, you know, water expenditure we do on the body, from our head, hair to toe, the least expenditure, the bare minimum expenditures are used for the feet. Yeah, the ladies, they might have, you know, some other, you know, like their nail polish or something. So, few expenditure are there. But you see, otherwise, hairs we see, the face we see, or even hands and the skin we, you know, there are so much focus and expenditure for these all, you know, organs of our body, parts of our body. But when it comes to feet, only good chappals or slippers or shoes, that is sufficient, not more than that. But in the spiritual world, it is completely opposite. It begins from the lotus feet and it ends at the lotus feet. So, very amazing, if we see the story from Ramayana. We know this Kevat, the boatman. When Lord Ram was in exile, he wanted to cross Ganga to reach Prayag, the ashram of Bharadwaj Rishi. And he was searching for the boat. And he saw there was one boat was there and this Kevat was there. He was having his own boat. So Lord Ram called him that we want to cross, please cross us. And now this Kevat, he was very intelligent. He was a devotee of Lord Ram. He said, I know your personality, yourself, Lord Ram, Shri Ram, the prince, the crown prince of Ayodhya, but exiled by your father. And I know the fame of your lotus feet. When you went to Mithila with Vishwamitra Muni, just by the touch of your feet, the stone became Ahilya, a lady. I am a very poor person. I am struggling very hard to maintain my one wife and family. If you touch your feet to my boat, if she becomes an other lady, I will doom. I don't have, that means, just to maintain one, I am struggling so hard. If you give one more, then my life is finished. So sorry, I will not help you to cross this ocean, Ganga river. The Lord Ram said, what funny you are doing. He said, अरे भाई मैं चल के आया इतने दूर से अभी तक तो कोई लेडी बनी नहीं है एक ही बनी थी वो मिथिला में ओनली वन लेडी बिकेम इन मिथिला आई केम बेयर फीट वॉकिंग फ्रॉम ऑल दी जंगल ही सेड नो इट्स वेरी रिस्की सॉरी आई कांट टेक दिस रिस्क सो लक्ष्मण जी वॉज वेरी एंग्री बिकॉज वी नो लक्ष्मण जी इज एंग्री यंग मैन वेन एवर डिस्टर्बेंस हैपन्स टू लॉर्ड राम ही बिकम्स अ फायर ही इज रेडी टू किल हिज मदर ही इज रेडी टू किल हिज फादर ही इज रेडी टू डिस्ट्रॉय एंटायर यूनिवर्स इफ लॉर्ड राम इज इन टू एंग्जाइटी और इन डिस्टर्बेंस सो ही बिकेम एंग्री And Sita was confused, what kind of person this is? The Lord said, okay, so what is the other remedy? What I should do so I can able to cross this river Ganga? He said, I will wash your feet thoroughly. There is no problem to the feet, but the problem is of the dust of your feet. The touch of the dust of your lotus feet created that lady, Ahilya, from the stone. I don't want that dust in my boat. So let's wash off your feet thoroughly. And then I will allow you to sit in my boat. So Lord Ram smiled. Then he immediately brought the water of Ganga. He made Lord Ram sit at one place. And he was cleansing the feet like anything from up and down. And he was taking a very huge amount of time for that. And Lakshmanji and Sita, they were eager to go ahead. And Lord Ram was, enjoying his service. And again and again, again and again, he was cleansing the feet. And then he took that water, he drank in front of Sita and Lakshman. Even they were desiring for that. He showed them. But he drank and he went to home and he offered that Charanamrut to all the family members. Aap dono ko nahi dunga, I will not give it to Sita and Lakshman. And why this is so? Because of the power of the lotus feet of the Ram or Gopinath. He was turtle into Kshir Sagar. And once upon a time, Lord Narayan was laying on the Ananta Shesha and Sita Lakshmi, Mahalakshmi was massaging his feet. And this turtle, from great distance, he saw the pinkish, soft and very attractive lotus feet of the Lord. And out of great love and attraction, he came to the lotus feet and he was trying to touch the feet of Lord Narayan. And Lakshmi saw, he said, hat, get out from this place. And Ananta Shesha was seeing and he became very angry. He was hissing at him, how the snakes, when they become angry, how they react to that. So he was a small turtle there and he was very upset that why I don't have that right to touch the lotus feet of the Lord. Why only Lakshmi and this Ananta Shesha, they are chasing me away from the lotus feet. I want this mercy from Lord. And that turtle became the Kevat and the Mahalakshmi became the Sita. And the Ananta Shesha became Lakshman. He said, I will not give it to both of you. You have chased me away from the lotus feet. This time you have to just see. So, the lotus feet of the Lord are so much glorified in our scriptures. Even more than his face. His beautiful smile. His lotus feet are glorified more. What to speak of that glorification? Even our current politicians. They become prime minister by saying, Har Har Gange Namami Gange. We are the son of Ganga. Ganga comes from where? From the feet of the Lord. So even Indian politics is depending upon the lotus feet of the lotus feet of the Lord. So this is what, you know, not only in our bygone scriptures or ancient Vedic text, the lotus feet are glorified. Even now, if you want to win election, you have to bow down unto the feet of the Lord and you have to, you know, show that, you know, I am the servant of the lotus feet of Lord. Then that politician, you know, gets, you know, some votes or, you know, some recognition. And here, in the shloka, the demigods, they are saying, the great Brahmins, while offering oblations into the fire of sacrifice, they meditate upon your lotus feet and then they chant the mantra. And by that, they achieve all perfection what they want. The great mystic yogis, they meditate in great samadhi at your lotus feet and they attain all the siddhis and all the knowledge and renunciation which is needed for them. And all your pure devotees, the Mahabhagavatas, they worship and they glorify your lotus feet. They meditate on your lotus feet and they cross beyond the ocean of material existence. So my dear devotees, right now we are sitting over here. Whatever anxiety we are going through right now, whatever stress we are going through right now, whatever miseries we might be experiencing in this world, if we can just able to remember the lotus feet of Gopinath sincerely with good intentions, very easily we can able to cross over the difficulties. And this is at every step we need it. And that's why the lotus feet are so much glorified. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his bhajan, he glorifies the lotus feet that, you know, whatever Brahmaji he has achieved, whatever power Shivji has achieved, whatever power of devotion Narad Muni has achieved, just by the remembrance of your lotus feet. So we might have many desires in our heart. If we are sincerely seeking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, those desires are bound to fulfill. And that's why Bhagavatam says us, you know, sarva kamo kamo va moksha kamo udarati. That, you know, we might have no desires, we might have all desires. If we seek the shelter of the lotus feet of Gopinath, the desires we are carrying in our heart are bound to fulfill. So that's why it is very important to understand, you know, what desires we are harboring within ourselves. And by that then we will definitely achieve the fruit, the reaction of that remembrance with sincere heart. Now, the Lord's lotus feet, they are the trademark for the devotees because he knows that, you know, all my devotees, they are in great need of my lotus feet. So the Lord's lotus feet, the soles of the feet of the Lord, they are decorated with many auspicious marks, wonderful marks, and they are for only the purpose of his devotees. Those who are remembering, those who are worshipping, those who are serving the lotus feet of the Lord for their benefit. Now see, the Lord, it's not that it is his need that his feet should be decorated with the marks. He is not in need of that. But for the benefit of his devotees, he keep all the auspicious marks on his lotus feet. So we all devotees can able to focus and achieve the benefit from the lotus feet. So there are, I think there are 23 marks on the lotus feet, 21 marks on the lotus feet of Gopinath. So we will just, you know, have an overlook on all of them, what they carries on his soles, the signs and the relation of those marks with all of us. The first sign on the lotus feet of the Lord is Shankha, the conch. Now why conch is there? Because we know in beginning of the war of Kurukshetra, as soon as Panchajanya was blown by Lord Krishna, the impact was so powerful that all the opposing party, the Kauravas, they shattered by that conch, and the devotees of the Lord, they were very much, you know, cheered by that sound vibration. When Lord Krishna went to the Yamlok just by hearing the conch, all the sinful, all the narak, all the hells, they stopped working and all the sinful people became pious and they went to the heavens and higher regions. So conch of the Lord, whenever we hear 6 times we are offering an aarti, whenever we hear the sound of the conch, that conch has the power to destroy all the anarthas from our heart and revive the prem seva from our heart. So the conch is, you know, our shelter. That's why for the purpose of devotees, he carries the lotus flower and conch. And for the demons, the chakra and the mace. And that's why first sign is conch. Then comes the dhvaja, the flag. Flag is the sign of suzerainty or the complete control, the sign of a greatest emperor. And that's why the flag designates the dominations. So the Lord dominates entire creation and He is the only person from where we can get shelter or security. That's why the dvaja is there. Then there is a matsya, there is a fish on the lotus feet of the Lord. Why fish is there? Because fish cannot live without water. The devotees of the Lord, they can't live without the lotus feet of the Lord. If we try, the lesson is very hard. And the nature of the fish is very flickering. He is not constant. He is always moving here and there. Same way, our mind is very flickering like a fish. If we focus on the fish, on the lotus feet of the Lord, that flickering mind becomes stable. It becomes focused. And then comes, fish needs the nectarian sweet water to survive. So we souls, we need the nectarian mellows of the service of Radha Gopinath. Then the fish will be happy. And that's why the fish signifies this in on the lotus feet of the Lord. Then comes the lotus flower or kamal. Kamal represents the Lakshmi Devi or Kamala Devi. It gives, you know, all opulences. She is the personification of all the opulences, and from her all the blessing comes. And second thing, why kamal is there, the lotus is there? Because the bees, they are always mad for kamal. The lotus, because from the nectar, what lotus is having, the best nectar from all the flowers. And that's why all the bees, they are mad after the lotus. So all the devotees of the Lord, they are mad for this lotus feet. Why they are lotus feet? Because there is a mark of lotus on that. And it is full of nectar and honey. We need to yet experience that, but our great stalwart acharyas, they have experienced this and they have glorified in their prayers all these, you know, opulences of the lotus feet of the Lord. Then comes kalash. The kalash or the pot, a nectar pot, is full of nectar, and this kalash carries the medicine which cures all our diseases and gives immortality. And that's why the lotus feet of the Lord is the last resort. As per the Ayurveda, aushadi janavi toyam vaidyo narayano hari. That's what the final conclusion of the Ayurveda is. If no medicine are working, aushadi janavi toyam, that please drink the water of Ganga. And Vaidyo Narayana Hari, please remember the lotus feet of Narayan, and all diseases will be cured and you will get immortality. So this is what the color signifies. Then comes Chakra, the Sudarshan Chakra on the feet of the Lord. The Chakra is the most powerful weapon in the creation. Sudarshan, he can destroy all the six anarthas within a moment, for what we are struggling so hard since decades and decades. And Sudarshan gives the vision. The brilliance, the age of Sudarshan, the brilliance of the Sudarshan gives us the vision, gives us the light to see the things as they are. And that's why Sudarshan should be meditated on the lotus feet of the Lord. Then comes the Akash or the sky or Kham. Sky is all pervading but still unattached to anything. Sky is everywhere but still not mixed with anything. Same way the Lord is everywhere, His mercy is everywhere but still He is unattached from everything. That is what the sky signifies on the lotus feet of the Lord. Then comes the Chhatra. The umbrella, the royal umbrella. The umbrella's purpose is to shield us from the extreme heat and extreme rains. So whatever miseries or sufferings or pains we are going through, if we carry this particular chhatra in our meditation on the lotus feet of the Lord, that can shield us from all the miseries. And generally, as per our Vedic culture, the chhatra is for the king or maharaj. The white royal umbrella is for the kings. So anyone who takes the shelter of this chhatra of the lotus feet of the Lord, he becomes like Maharaj. Actually, he becomes a king. He becomes the real conqueror in this world. And that's why chhatra should be meditated. Then comes the Goshpad, the footprint of the cow on the lotus feet of the Lord. And we know this signifies that anyone who takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, this material ocean becomes like, you know, the puddle or the small hoof print of the calf. And that's why this Goshpad is there. Then comes the Vajra, the thunderbolt, can destroy all our previous karmas. Why we are struggling in our sadhana? Why we are struggling in our chanting? Why we are struggling in our all aspects of sadhanas and the relationship with the devotees? Because of previous bad karma. If we meditate upon this thunderbolt on the lotus feet of the Lord, by that meditation, this thunderbolt will destroy all the previous karmic reactions from our heart. Then comes the half moon, the sign of half moon. Why Lord Shiva is so exalted? Because he carries this half moon on his forehead, on his jata. Anyone who meditates on the lotus feet of the Lord, and particularly on the half moon, on the lotus feet of the Lord, he will get the exalted position in spiritual consciousness like Lord Shiva. And moon is also the presiding deity of the mind. So by meditating on this moon, the mind will come, it will get pacified. Then comes Dhanush or bow. When the mind, this signifies that, you know, when the mind meets this Dhanush on the lotus feet of the Lord, the target, then mind becomes fixed. And that's why to control the mind, we need to fix our attention on this bow on the lotus feet of Gopinath. As soon as that meditation is fixed on the lotus feet, on the bow of the Lord, the result will be, the eyes will be full of tears to glorify the Lord and His devotees. This is what the significance on meditating on the Dhanush, on the lotus feet of the Lord. Then comes the Ankush, or elephant god. Mad elephant can be only controlled by this Ankush, or elephant god. So, and this Ankush helps elephant to walk on the right path. So our mind is like a mad elephant, and this Ankush on the lotus feet of the Lord will keep our mind on the Saddharma, on the right track. And anyone who meditates on the Ankush, on the lotus feet of Gopinath, he will, like, you know, like a royal people, they rides on the elephant. That particular sadhaka will ride on the elephant in this material world. He will not be perturbed and disturbed by the dogs barking on that elephant. And that's why we need, you know, this Ankush, Ankush in our meditation. And then comes the flowers. The flowers are fragrant. So the lotus feet of the Lord, their fragrance is spreading all over the universe. Then comes the mace, Kaumudaki Gada. This particular mace has one purpose on the lotus feet of the Lord. Anyone who meditates on this particular Kaumudaki Gada on the lotus feet of the Lord, that mace destroys the lust from the heart. This is very great enemy. Lord Krishna says, Kamaisha Krodhaisha Rajoguna Samudbhava. Just by meditating on this Gada or this mace, the lust within the heart will be smashed to pieces by this mace. Then comes the Yajna Vedi or sacrificial altar. Just like in sacrifice we offer oblations, so as soon as we meditate on this sacrificial altar on the lotus feet of the Lord, all anarthas and contaminations and misgivings within, they burn to ashes. And why Purohits, they offer oblations of ghee into the sacrificial fire? Not for only their personal perfection or benefit, but the to nourish entire universe or creation. That is what the purpose of yajna is. To help nourish entire universe. So when a devotee, he meditates on the sacrificial altar, on the lotus feet of the Lord, by doing this activity, he is serving entire creation, he is nourishing entire universe. And that's why his sacrificial altar is meditated upon. Then comes the Jambu Phal or Rose Apple. This signifies that all Jambudvip Nivasis, we all, the residents of Jambudvip, their only worshipable deity, they are the lotus feet of the Lord Gopinath. And that's why the Rose Apple is mentioned over there. And then there is a swastik is there, then there is a konashtakam is there, then there is a barleycorns are there, and the trikon is there, the triangle is there. All these are the auspicious marks meant to uplift, purify, and bring his devotees or fallen souls, all of us, to his shelter. And that's why devotees, they are mad for his lotus feet. We see Akrura, before entering into Vrindavan, meeting Lord Krishna and Balaram, as soon as he saw the footprints of the Krishna's feet, he became mad in ecstasy. He jumped from his chariot. Actually, he was the messenger of Kamsa. He was the Kamsa Dut. He was not Ram Dut or Krishna. He was a Kamsa Dut. Kamsa had terrified all the Yadavas. But just by looking at the feet, footprint of Krishna, he forgot all the fear. He forgot all the obstacles and tensions and stress through Kamsa. He jumped from the chariot and he started to, you know, roll into that dust of the lotus feet of the Lord. And not only him, many devotees since time immemorial, they have glorified and, you know, sought after the lotus feet of the Lord. Even our Rupa Goswami says, Ayam avilolita adya sanatana khalitad bhutarasa bharam. That, you know, your lotus feet, they are full of nectar and, you know, mellows. Oh Sanatan, I don't want any other benediction from you. I don't want anything from you. I want to just be at your lotus feet. And that's why gopis, although they are so stalwart devotees of Gopinath, they just, you know, they just want to serve the lotus feet of Krishna. They just want to, you know, please the feet of Krishna by giving him comforts and, you know, by offering, you know, services to his lotus feet. And even Srila Prabhupada, his favorite prayers from Mukundamala Stotra. You know, he just glorifying all beginning initial shlokas from his Mukundamala. He just glorifying the lotus feet of the Lord. And so beautiful prayers he is offering. Mukundamurdhna panipattaya che bhavantame kantam yantamartham avismrutistvat charanaravinde bhave bhave mestu bhavat prasadat. What he prays? Mukundamurdhna, I offer by, you know, folding my hands and bowing my head. If you want to give me any benediction, bhave bhave mestu bhavat prasadat, that life after life, even if you want to keep me here in this material world, suffering here, I just want to remember your lotus feet at all the times. Next verse he says, Naham vande tava charanayor dvandvam advandvaheto kumbhi pakam gurumapi hare narakam napanetum ramya rama mrudanulata nandane napiramtu bhave bhave hridaya bhavane bhavaye yambhavantam. Naham vande tava charanayor, that you know I don't worship lotus feet dvandvam advandvaheto, to mitigate all the dualities of this world, the day and night, the cold and hot, the happiness and distress, the pain and joy. I don't want to mitigate all these sufferings, you know, forget about it. Naham vande tava charanayor dvandvam advandvaheto kumbhi pakam gurumapi. Even if you send me to the hell because of my previous reaction, let me burn into kumbhi pak. But I don't want to stop that. Kumbhi pakam gurumapi hare narakam naam ramya. Even if you want to send me to the heavens to enjoy with the beautiful apsaras, I don't want even that also. Ramya rama mrut anulata nandane na pirantu bhave bhave hrudaya bhavane bhavaye yambhavantam. That life after life, every life, I just want to meditate on your lotus feet. Absolutely, I don't want anything. So perfect devotee of the Lord, but so mad. So having such a great attraction for his lotus feet. And then he says, Nasta dharmena vasu, whatever material desires we can imagine, that, you know, achieving great dharma or, you know, pious activities or the great wealth of this world, having, you know, Antila bungalow of Ambani for us, I don't want any other thing for that. What I want? Etat prartham mama bahuvatam janma janmantarepi tvatparambho ruhyogata nishchala bhakti rasu. I want nishchala bhakti. I want completely focused devotional service or devotion unto the your lotus feet. Absolutely, I don't care for any other things. You know, because we are a devotees of Radha Gopinath, we are chanting his names, we are hearing, you know, again and again all these instructions. We don't, you know, think something great about it. But can you imagine that, you know, someone outsider comes over here and he sits over here and he hears these prayers of Maharaj Kulshekhar. He says, you are mad for the feet. You are rejecting everything from heaven to hell. Everything you are rejecting. It's foolishness. But love means foolishness. Love means madness. And then he says, Divi va bhuvi va mamastu vaso narake va narakantaka pramamam aprakamam avadhirita sharada ravindau charanau te marane pichintayami. Even if you want to keep me in heaven or a hell, narake va narakantaka prakam, wherever you want to keep, or in this world, on this planet or as a king, avadhirita sharada ravindau, that lotus feet who defies the beauty of the lotus feet of the sharad season, sharada ravindau macharanau te marane pichintayami, at the time of death, let me exclusively remember your lotus feet. This only thing I want from you, my Lord. So we sadhakas, we are struggling in this world to remember the Lord and, you know, to do many of the duties what assigned to all of us as per our varna and the ashram, as per our roles in this society. So much struggles and barriers and obstacles are going through everywhere, within and without. At all the times, if we take the shelter of this lotus feet marked with this auspicious signs, definitely we can very easily and comfortably, we can overcome all the struggles and obstacles. And from where the Lord is getting his power in his feet. Now, whole universe worship Sri Ganesh as a Vighnahartha. Why he has that power? Yet Pada Pallava Yugam Vinidhayakum. Because he is carrying on his head the feet of Lord Narasimha Dev. He is destroying all the obstacles of all the universe. How such a great, tremendous power Lord is having. And even Lord get confused. Even Gopinath get confused. You know, how my devotees are so mad for my lotus feet. And that's why we know this particular Leela of Lord Krishna. Balam Mukundam Manasasmarami. That you know Lord Krishna lying into the water of the devastation on the leaf. And he is sucking his own toe. Why? Because he is curious what nectar is there in this feet of mine. That all the devotees are so mad, they are praying since eternity. That they don't want even to look at the face, beautiful face of Mother Gopinath, but they are just praying to the lotus feet. What beauty is there? What sweetness is there? What nectar is there? Let me test it. And that's why, you know, you see that like a small child, he suck his toe. He's, you know, sucking his toe. Balam Mukundam Manasasmaran. So this is what the point, from where, then he asked this question, from where this power comes to my feet? And after, you know, Krishna, with his intelligence, with his experience, with his knowledge, going through all the shastras or whatever knowledge he has, we don't know how much, what conclusion comes to him? How come my lotus feet are so powerful, so beautiful, so attractive, so nectarine? Because my devotees, they worship my feet. Because my devotees, they have so much affection and love for my feet. That is the reason why my feet are so amazing. And that's why Gopinath, he is not mad for his beauty, but he is mad for the feet of his devotees. And he proved it when he came, when Krishna came in Raj Suya Yagya, what service he performed? Washing the feet of all the guests, the Rishi Munis and great devotees who came for this that Rajasuya sacrifice. He washed and you know he served the feet of all the great devotees of himself. Chustan Seva. So this is what the secret of the lotus feet of the Lord. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Gopi Bhartur Patakamalayor Das Dasanu Das. That we want to become the speck of the dust on the feet of Gopinath as a servant of the servant of the servant. And ultimately, whatever benediction, whatever, you know, a siddhi we want in our life, whatever perfection we are hankering in our life, it might be in the material sphere or a spiritual sphere. The only solution for that is not the lotus feet of the Lord, but the lotus feet of Paramahansa devotees like Srila Prabhupada. If we can able to please and serve the lotus feet of the stalwart devotees of the Lord, a sincere devotee, those who are having a right intention. We are not talking about Paramahansa devotees or Premi Bhaktas. We are talking about the sincere sadhakas having right intentions within his heart. Even if we can, you know, please those lotus feet, the Lord will be conquered. His lotus feet will be conquered. So here we are very great devotees. So I am personally very thankful to all of the devotees for contributing so much for my spiritual life. And this is the opportunity to offer some service to all my teachers and all the devotees of Radha Gopinath. So thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.